ABC Radio Australia.
Yes, well, now in Australia, a far north Queensland farming family says it could not have developed its million carton a year banana business without its long-term Tongan workforce. Peter and Francis Inderbitson started hiring workers from Tonga 15 years ago, and some of the original workers are still on staff. Francis saved for a decade to build a Swiss-inspired chapel for Sunday worship, and it opened last year. Landline's Pip Courtney went along.
Ancient volcanoes created the fertile soil of Lakeland on the Cape York Peninsula. Bananas, melons, avocados and cattle thrive in the rich earth. It's home to 300 people, including three generations of the Inderbitson family. 40 years ago, Peter Inderbitson convinced his Swiss bride, Frances, the red dirt was worth leaving their dairy farm near Cairns.
When you look back, was it a gutsy move for your mum and dad to come to Lakeland?
Without a doubt, yeah. Yep, there was obviously nothing here when they came. They're both visionaries, for sure.
It took 20 years for a tiny banana trial to reveal their ideal crop. They now produce a million cartons of bananas a year from 300 hectares on two farms. The Inderbitson's multiple businesses would not exist without their 130 Tongan staff. They've worked the bananas for 15 years.
They bring a lot of joy and happiness to our farms, and we are very grateful that we can help them also in return.
Now the first generation's children are joining the workforce.
Quite amazing. We've got the fathers here and their daughters and some of their sons as well, which is really wonderful.
Are they workers or almost family?
I regard them as my family, my extended children, really.
Francis saved and planned for 10 years to build a chapel for the Tongans.
A large part of the culture is religion, and they would have their weekly services in our banana packing shed, and eventually moved to the town hall. And I just felt there was no spiritual atmosphere there, and I was just hoping that we could build a little chapel eventually.
The Swiss-inspired chapel opened last year and is used every Sunday.
Oh, Frances is like an angel for me. And she also like a mother to us. She treats us like her own children. And it's so nice to have her here.
They can pray for their families. You know, they pray for the farm every week. They pray for all of us. So it's a real blessing, I think, for the farm and for the whole community.
It's really uplifting us. So we have a proper chapel to worship every Sunday. And I'm grateful for her and her family and to make the her dream come true.
And that there was Stuart Daldua'a, who has worked for the Inderbitson family for 15 years, talking to Landline's Pit Courtney. And to see the stunning chapel, head online to ABC News to find the full story.